This is episode number 2372 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 23rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's safe to say Tori Spelling is a fan of Denise Richards' work.
Tori Spelling, oh my God. She's back. She's back
Boy,
in the news.
That would be someone I would want to follow me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Tori admitted to spending big bucks to see content on Denise's OnlyFans account.
Oh, you. You. I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat, Tori, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I've never spent any money on OnlyFans, so I have no idea. I can't speak as an authority whether or not Denise Richards has nudes on there or whether she does, you know, kinky stuff.
No idea.
Having a clue.
I've been friends with her for years, and I was just kind of fascinated by the whole OnlyFans. And I'm not going to lie, I was like, let me check it out.
Oh, come on, Tori.
So after
that
learning that you...
Weird.
After learning that users need to pay for a subscription in order to gain entry into Denise's account, Tori said mm-hmm. she signed up under a fake name.
Ah. Well, now I gotta ask. Tori, of course, has had problems with money.
Uh-huh.
And so I would think dropping money on OnlyFans is probably... Not a good idea.
Not the best idea.
Tori, if you still have money problems.
Well, Tori admitted that she dropped more money into the account for greater access.
Ew.
I just wanted to see.
Oh my.
It's my friend.
Oh, that
I'm
sounds
like,
bad.
I'm like, hey, how far is she going? So Tori's curiosity eventually led her to dipping Denise's account.
Yeah.
So she could send a message to Denise.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, love what I'm seeing. Would love to see some more.
Oh, wow. That's kind of going a little too far, I think.
Well, because she doesn't actually say what she sees.
I don't know. So I'm curious what her fake name was. You know, her book name was called Storytelling instead of Tori Spelling. Maybe that was her fake name on OnlyFans. Storytelling. We need to hear the other side of this. Here's the thing. I doubt Denise Richards knows anything.
Corey Smelling.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
I doubt Denise knows anything about this till now. You know, I think because Denise has just collected the money. She don't care.
She don't care.
It's like, oh, hey, thanks for the tip. Blah, blah. You know?
Uh-huh.
Does she care if it's her friend, quote unquote? Storytelling. Corey Smelling.
Last week, Carol Baskin made the claim that her ex-husband was still alive.
Oh, come on.
In a statement on Friday, Don Lewis's offspring, Donna Pettis, Linda Sanchez, and Gail Rathbone, clapped back at Carol's stunning claim that he has been found alive and well in Costa Rica.
There's no love lost between Don Lewis's kids and Carol Baskin.
No.
None whatsoever.
The daughters say it's simply not true.
Not true.
Not true.
He's not alive. He would never forsake us and never get in touch with us for all these years.
And why would it take her so long to say that he's alive and well?
She's crazy.
I mean, all this. Yeah, well, there's
allegedly that. Crazy.
Lewis vanished without a trace in August 1997.
Wonder what happened to him.
Declared legally dead in 2002.
Yeah, so he's dead.
Deader than dead. Yeah, he's probably dead, and he's regurgitated dead. And pooped out. Carol has vehemently denied any involvement in her millionaire spouse's mysterious disappearance.
And was he a millionaire?
Evidently. And blasted rumors that she put his body through a meat grinder and fed it to tigers at her animal rescue ranch in Tampa, Florida.
So I understand that she can't own a ranch now.
No.
I think that's the deal. They've gone ahead and outlawed these tiger breeding, tiger ranches, that kind of thing. I understand there's a Tiger King 2
on
Netflix,
please, God,
but
no.
I think so. Ready to see it.
No, nor will I.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was like, wow. Shocker. And then it was like, okay, I'm over this crap.
Uh-huh.
And she was part of it, and it was I was over her crap. I haven't seen the. Have you seen the one that was the docudrama with Kate McKinnon playing her?
No.
I could see that though. I could so see.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Kate McKinnon playing Carol Baskin, because you know. I just, anyway, Don Lewis, God rest his soul. He's nowhere to be found. I wonder why.
Nowhere.
Yeah, no. But if you want to get rid of somebody, that's probably the perfect crime.
What, feeding them to tigers?
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, there's not going to be anything left of them.
Well, had they known this back in the day and there was DNA, sure.
Was there DNA in 97?
No.
They had it, but it was very... It was in its
limited, very,
very
limited.
Yeah, very, very infantile. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Infantile? Yeah.
It's very first days. It took months to match up DNA and all that, so... And they would have had to have some sort of DNA if Dawn left. Apparently, she cleaned up everything that had to do with him.
Of course she did.
And did something with it. I'm just wondering, did she get $1 million settlement from his life insurance? I'm pretty sure she did.
But now I know why she always looked so happy while she was riding her bicycle. La, la, la. I'm Carol Baskin.
Oh my god. With our apologies to Don Lewis and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.